This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Join us for a word of prayer.
Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of this day. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. God, we thank you that you are a God who is always doing a new thing. And so we thank you for bringing us to the start of this new school year. Lord, you so loved the world that you sent your only Son, not just to die for us, but to live for us. And as he lived, we knew Christ as a teacher, as the greatest teacher that ever walked among us. God, so help us to be great learners of this great teacher this year. Help us to learn your will for us. Help us to learn of your heart. Help us to learn your purpose. purposes for our lives even, oh God. Bless us so that we might be blessings in this, your world. God, we pray for our students, we pray for teachers, we pray for all school faculty and personnel, oh God. We just pray that your grace continue to surround and cover every person. God, we pray for protection from COVID-19. We just pray that all stay well and healthy and safe this year, oh God. We pray that you bless those among us who are sick in any way, in need of your healing touch. We pray that you bless those who are grieving, oh God, and who need your comfort this day. You are a mighty good God, and we are so grateful to be your children and your servants in this, your world. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Thank you. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth." Now let's join Mrs. Javon Cashaw, Mr. Joshua Booker, and Mrs. Jackie Booker as they explore this topic further.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Wow, God is awesome, isn't he? And he is bigger than anything we can imagine. I just thank y'all. Thank y'all. Beautiful this morning. Love you so much. As we come to you, when Pastor asked us to do this, I thought, okay. We definitely have to ask God to move me behind and allow his presence to permeate your beings as we bring the word. So let's pray. Awesome God, creator of all things, maker of all things. Lord, we come to you this morning knowing that you are bigger, bigger than our circumstance. And Lord, this morning we come to you just getting the children started off on the right foot, helping them to understand what you have placed in each and every one of them. And so, Lord, as we move through this, open our minds, open our hearts, and allow us to participate and let this be a learning. Amen. James is going to start us out.
Good morning, everyone. All right, so children, this is a message for everyone, but we're mainly speaking to y'all today. Okay, getting you ready for school. So, does everybody remember how or have you heard how to play slime with us? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play real fast. Okay, so Simon says, raise your hands in here. All right, Simon says, put your hands down. Okay, Simon says, stand up. Sit down. Okay. Simon says, sit down. Okay, last thing. Simon says, anytime during our message, if you have something that you want to share with us, or if we're asking you a question, please just raise your hand. Just want to make sure everyone is heard. Okay, can y'all do that for me? All right, so for our first section, I'm going to read to you 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, 15th verse. And this comes from the King James Version. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we're going to do a little activity again. But if you do not already know, I'm Jamin. This is Joshua. And this is Miss Booker. this book right over there. Okay. So I want everybody to close your eyes and get your heads down just to make sure you're not peeking. Okay. So make sure you're not peeking. What you're going to do is you're going to raise your hand with your eyes closed, still don't peek. And remind, tell me one thing, just tell me something that you remember about the three people that were on the stage. With your eyes closed, no peeking, if you remember something, raise your hand.
I remember that Jalen's having a baby, and she has curly hair, and Josh is on a white shirt, and this jacket has a pin on her jacket.
All right, all right. Anybody else? Those are close.
Joshua has black pants on and black shoes, I think. And Miss Jackie has great hair. Has gray and curly hair.
All right, y'all can go ahead and open your eyes. I'm around the box. Yeah. All right, so I know these Jackie and Javen, they get confused. So we have some examples already for us. So for the rest of us that were listening, how did they learn those different things about us? Like Joshua was wearing black pants and black shoes. Miss Booker had on a pin. How do you think that they were able to notice those things?
Is that visual?
You looked at them. Okay, she said she noticed that they looked at them. Okay, but also there was something else. They said our names. How did they know our names? Listening. Listening, beautiful. Okay, so remember when you're going through school, okay, you're all different learners. Every single person learns differently. But you're using your eyes, you're using your ears, make sure you're listening to your teachers as they're talking to you. Okay, same thing with God. Okay, we can't see him, but maybe you can feel him. Listen to his word. Listen to what he's telling you throughout the school year. Listen to what he's telling you whenever you're not in school as well. Right? So the last thing, okay, so one thing that I like the International Version, the same verse, 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, 15 verse. But it reads a little differently. It says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. Okay. As you're going through school, I want y'all to present yourself to your teachers, present yourself to your classmates as one approved. You're already approved by God.
Yes.
Okay. You're already approved by him. Nobody else really matters. Okay. So as you're going through your school year, remember just to do your best. If you're doing your best, no one can be upset with that. Okay. Make sure you're studying. But studying doesn't always mean that you are constantly, that you're constantly looking at your notes. Okay. This can also mean you're just practicing. Okay, study to show thyself approved means you're practicing what the word says. You're practicing what you know is right throughout the school year. Okay, so do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Don't be ashamed. If you have a question in class, ask your teacher. If you are shy at the beginning, which I don't know if you noticed, but I was a little shy to get up here this morning, a little nervous, okay? So it's okay to be shy. It's okay to be not necessarily shame. It's okay to be shy and be nervous, but come out of that and try to, because you want to be able to learn, you want to be able to know what's going on, you want to be able to go on to the next grade. okay? But also, God's got your back. Your whole entire church family has your back, okay?
Well, as you said, I'm Joshua Booker. I have taught elementary school and middle school. And instead of sitting right here behind the cross, I'm going to come out in front so that people who are on Zoom can also see me as well. But now, I know some of these students, children, they're a little bit quiet, everything's like that. I can relate to that right now. Not that I'm nervous right now, but this is in a way a big step for me, because whenever I was younger, such as whenever I was before kindergarten, I had to go through speech therapy. I was a little quiet, I was a little shy, slow to talk and everything else. And in a way, it's kind of crazy for me to stand up here before everyone can speak with y'all. But I learned early on that one, the reason why I got into teaching is because I enjoyed working with the children at summer camp. And I kind of realized it's, that would have helped me be able to start coming out a little bit more, talking and communicating and everything else. So, like I said, right now, if some of you are shy and things like that, it's okay. But here's what I'm going to do for the rest of this time. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Or we can, she did like 10 of 7 of them. But if I have a, if I ask you a question, it could be for anybody on the audience. I'll just come back there too. You can give me a thumbs up or a thumbs up close your chest if you want to see it. If you feel confident enough, you feel fine, you put it out. Thumbs up, thumbs down. If you have an answer. And if you feel real good, don't be shy. You can put it up in the air and everybody in the back to see. And it's all good. But so I'm going to move forward. She started talking about this, but I'm going to ask you a certain question. Raise your hand if anyone knows about this book. Okay. So I'm just walking around so you can see it. Everyone's sitting in front of the camera so everyone can see as well. But please say, so who would like to give you an example of what this book may be about? Anyone? Anyone? Okay, so it's okay. Like I said, you want to see everything, but yes, this is the magic school bus. Everybody, if you go to school, you'll probably see one episode at least sometime in your life in that school. Because science teachers, they like to put off on the camera. They don't want to teach it sometimes. I'm just being real. It's okay. But then they try to find a lesson to come out of it for you later on. But the book, just to wrap it up, not to make it too long, it's a bus. But it's a cartoon, we know. But what happens with a bus sometimes? Because when we get into what the bus does, yes, ma'am. It what? It shrinks. That's one thing it does. What else can it do? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Make it fly. Basically, it can transform. And what we're trying to get you to do is start getting the mind to start transforming to what is coming up ahead of time. So before I get into that, I'm going to give you a little example of what happened with me. Last month, I actually went through a surgery. I had a hernia. It's long. I don't mind sharing it, but I'll give you an example. What I had to do with after the surgery, before the surgery, you know, I could move around. I felt fine. But then after the surgery, I wasn't feeling myself. I wasn't able to walk on myself. I had to depend on adults to help me get out of the medical bed and everything else like that. And the first week, I was on some medicine to help me with the pain. It was not feeling good. But at the time, what I had to do was I had to relearn how to do certain things, like being patient with my health, get myself to be ready for what it's coming for. Because right now, I'm getting better, but I'm still having to work on this, things like that. For each of you, most of y'all, so I'm looking at most of y'all. Most everyone has experienced a school year with COVID. Is that correct? Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs to the side, whatever else. How many of you enjoyed that school year with COVID? Do you like to give me an example of why they didn't like it or did not like it? Share? Yes, ma'am? Yes?
I like
it. Okay, very nice. So that's one example. Now, I saw a lot of people who put those down. I'm not going to ask y'all, but I can give y'all some grief. I was in school all this past year, and I know what all happened. So back in March 2020, school went out. Everyone had to stay home. Once again, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs inside. Who enjoyed that? Mm-hmm. When it first happened, you were like, okay, spring break. We get an extra spring break. I can say that because a lot of the teachers still the same break. But what happened is over time we realized, oh, this is a serious thing. And then we didn't have school rest at a school year in the school building. We had to transition to learning online through Zoom and everything else online. Raise your hand if you like doing school online a little bit. It's not that fun. I will say that as a teacher, most teachers didn't like it too. Now, some of them, they did because they got to stay home. They didn't have to get to the work clothes. They could sort of do everything they wanted to do. They were part of them. But then they also realized they missed the personal one-on-one interaction with each other. So the same thing with y'all. Raise your hand if you come from town. Raise your hand if you didn't like the fact that you had to be away from your friends in the classroom. Raise your hand. Exactly. So I have a couple of them. About verses I wanted you to remember and everything else, because guess what? In 8 days, you gotta go back to school. Which is hard to realize. You're actually lucky because, yes, as teachers, we go back tomorrow. So that we can start our training and getting ready for each of you, because it's not like we can just jump into the school year. Just like the rest of you, I've been lazy, but I have a reason why I'm lazy, because I was trying to heal up my surgery. But a lot of times, we didn't have our alarm clocks on. I turned my alarm clock on for the first time last week all summer. I didn't like it, but I had to get used to it again. But anyway, so we'll get back to I'll just keep on right back home. So one thing I would challenge each of you to do this next week, try to get yourself ready for school. Because some of you may have done school online, some of you may have done school at home. Like that, and that's okay. But this year, if you're in Bryan and College Station schools, and you're going back to the school building. And it's not going to be like it was before in 2019. For example, some people may wear a mask, some people may not wear a mask. It's optional, and that's okay. But you can make sure you take care of yourself the best you can. But when you're in this school, the Bible verse I wanted to focus on is 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter 11th verse. Which is so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. A lot of times, the big word that gets passed around is bull. Raise your hand if you know about that, or don't know about bullying. Everyone knows something about it, we talk about it all the time. Every year, it's a big thing. Here's the thing, each of you are able to encourage each other. It's easy to make fun of somebody, is it? Working men, I don't know, I had my moments whenever I was younger. Everyone behind you, the adults, everyone's probably experienced some kind of thing where we made fun of somebody. Yeah, that's it. It's okay, but here's the thing. When you're in school, it's good to try to encourage each other. For example, raise your hand to some of you, or thumbs up on the channel right here in front of me, who's done a little bit of reading this year, this past summer. Who's done a little bit of counting. Who's done a little bit of, just moving around. Because guess what? You're going back to PE classes. You're going to have to do some reading. You're going to have to do a little bit of writing and everything else. But guess what? There may be some people who may not be able to do the same thing you're doing. I can say that because the classroom that I'm teaching is called Life Skills. Some of you may not know about it, but basically I have students who have different, disabilities. Some of them, they can't even walk. I've worked with a child who was in a wheelchair, and he's going to be in a wheelchair for as long as he can be. I have some children who can't even talk just like you. I have a student who went through some major surgery this past year where they weren't able to come to school at all. Each of you, from what I've seen right now, you've been able to walk up and down the stairs, walk up and down the steps and everything else. Be thankful for what you're able to do. But make sure you don't make fun of anybody who's not able to do this. That's a major thing I'm talking about, but let's stay in your classroom. If someone is having problems with their reading, is it good to laugh at them? It's not even like it. It's okay. If you feel like it's initial reaction, but what you can start doing is start transforming yourself. Start changing your mind to where you start thinking, okay, I've got to do better myself. And then the other thing that I want you to remember is this Bible verse, James, first chapter, 19th verse, which is everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I just being real with you, I know it's hard. Sometimes social media, life, what happens and everything else like that, I don't have any control over. Sometimes you don't also. But what you can start trying to do is just taking a little step every single day. Just make yourself that if someone has something to say, listen. Sometimes it may help you. Don't say what you want to say every single time. You know if it's right or wrong. We all know. Make sure you try to just pause a little bit. And then becoming angry, that's easy to do. Try to slow down with your anger. The more time you practice it over time, it's going to get easier for you. So that's the main thing I wanted to bring to you so that you can remember that. But are there any questions? Now, I say this because, guess what? Like I said, pretty soon, when you go back to school, teachers are going to be asking you questions. And you're going to, it's good to answer them. Because if you don't answer them, they don't know what you're learning, what you realize, what you do know. We ask questions so that we can help people forward. All right? We'll pass it up to you.
Wow. How many of you knew Joshua could talk that much? Oh, my goodness. It has been such a blessing to thank you, Pastor, for asking us to do this. David started you out saying that you were paying attention. And I purposely wore this pen today to see if anyone knows. Where is it? Does anyone notice it? This is a pen that Javen made for me. 1998. I don't know, you were in, thank you, probably. And I treasure it because everybody notices it. And what is it about this pen that you notice? What grabs your attention? The buttons, okay, the colors. Some people have even missed. Oh, okay, the buttons, they look like little flowers, don't they? And what shape is it? Oh, it's a heart. And what is a heart? A symbol of?
Love.
Hey. And y'all know I love some people. I didn't get myself. But when Jamie started out, she said something about learning. We all learn differently. That's what we want you to understand. You, your friends, you learn with your eyes. What do your eyes do?
They're watching.
Thank you. You learn with your ears. What do? They hear. You learn with your hands. How do your parents teach you? What you feel. Yes. You learn with your feet. Did you know you learn with your feet? Yeah! You learn with your feet because your feet's taking you different places. Mm-hmm. And everywhere you walk, the title of this is Education Station. Pretend this morning you were getting on the bus, okay? And the bus took you here first. This is your first Education Station for you, okay? You can learn so much in church. Haven't you ever learned something today about people? What have you learned? My little top row.
I've learned that you can see people and listen and hear and
you
know about them.
You can get to know them. Yes. Thank y'all. Anybody else? What have you learned? So far. Well, when you were a baby, you learned to walk. As you grow older, remember the songs you learned? A lot of people learn from song. I know what I did. That's how I learned my ABCs. Everybody knows the song A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah. Thank you. And there's other songs we learned. It teaches you the parts of the body. And I'm going to ask my ask Matt to, how many of you remember them bones, dry bones? Okay, let's do it, man. Them bones, dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Let's start. The head bone connected to the neck bone connected to the shoulder bone. The shoulder bone connected to the back bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Okay, so let's go to back. So much can be learned with music.
Yes.
You guys have so much faith in you. You got your cell phones, you got all these little games you play, and you learn so much from that. Make sure you are allowing the right things to come into your mind. Because it all starts where? In your mind. And what Joshua and David were talking about this morning, didn't like COVID. I know I didn't. You know what? There are a lot of things to learn from COVID. It brought us closer. We didn't have a choice. We had to be in the house with one another. Okay? We are about to get ready to go back to school. So the next bus, how many of you have actually ridden a bus? Okay. You know, when you get on that bus, that one, hey, I always love wearing my new clothes. Okay. Have my new backpack. Yeah. And get on that bus. Are you loud? Are you talking? Or are you supposed to be quiet? Not as quiet as you can be. Because the bus driver needs to be paying attention to what he's doing. Okay. So that's one of the things from the scripture here. I chose 1 Samuel 15:22. My great aunt used to say this all the time, and I didn't really understand until I read it for myself and got an understanding. So it's important you always get an understanding. And you can't get an understanding if you don't what? Raise your hand and ask your questions, okay? I had her sit down and explain that to me. I was really young. But it says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Do you understand what that means? If you are obedient to those who are in authority over you, you avoid getting hurt. You can avoid an accident. Just paying attention. You avoid your teachers having to stop the whole classroom just because somebody else is acting out in classroom. They don't have that. I want to have. The whole class is disrupted. So we're asking you, our first church children, okay? Now represent us. So we expect you to be on your P's and Q's, your best. Your best is what God requires of you, okay? So let's do this. Joshua's already given you, Jacob gave you two scriptures, I've given you one. And we talked about the different ways of learning, and everybody, the fact that everybody learns something, no matter where you are, there is something to learn wherever you go. If you were put in an empty classroom all by yourself, are you going to learn anything? What do you need in that classroom to learn something? You need a teacher. What else do you need? You need other students around you. What do students do for you if they're around you? You push one another. Just like you've been raising your hands, one person has an idea, Oh, I heard that. That gives me an idea. Get involved in your classroom, okay? Be involved. What else do you need in your classroom? Okay, you got your teacher. You got the students. Girls, you got textbooks. You need books. Books is where the knowledge can come from, okay? It's not all about books, but books are your first source. I love to read. I haven't always liked to read. That's something I've had to develop over the years because I'm a slow learner. I didn't realize that until I got in college, which was the worst place to learn, okay? But it doesn't matter that you're a slow learner. I had to read things 5 times most of the time to get it because my mind would wander on other things. That's okay. Stop, focus. If you have to prostrate yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Help me focus because he's right there beside you. Do you know that Jesus is right beside you when you're in the classroom, when you're on the bus? It doesn't matter where you are. Call on him. Call his name right now. Say, Jesus. Yeah. I want you to say, Jesus. Yeah. Do you feel it? Do you feel that? You feel it here. You feel it here. Oh, that's all you need, day in, day out. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. There's opportunity to learn. So your next education station will be at the school. Hey, y'all get ready to go to that schoolhouse, okay? Don't be on that bus, don't get off, don't go in. And Joshua asked, he said, how do you present yourself? Present yourself as if you are a child of God, okay? You are a child of God, you walk tall, you walk like you know him. Because if you know him, others are gonna see him in you. And they're gonna wanna know, wow, what's going on with this young lady? She just got a light that shines. Where does it come from? What's going on with this lady right here? She's got a light that shines. It's those beautiful eyes. Yes, his light shines through you. So allow God's light to shine through you as you go back to school. And be open to learning what he has for you. Transform your mind right now. Getting that clock started, getting up on time, and being helpful to mom and dad as you get ready to go back to school. So let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity to be with our children, to minister to them. I thank you, Lord, for their hearts, the hearts you placed in the child. We all should keep that childlike heart in us, because when they do, Lord, we don't miss a beat. So I pray that you come in this week, Lord, the next week, throughout the year, their families, Lord, because their families are so much a part of the important part of them getting them to school. And they are the first place that they learn. The first education station is in our home. The next education station, Julia, right here at church. And then they go to the school or classrooms and out to the malls, wherever, Lord. Let their light shine so that others may see them and want to be and find out what it is that they've got. It ain't nothing but you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Son. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus. Thank you. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.